True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
What's the question?
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
All three good decisions. Just a hair late on them, and
I'm losing it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. You are an original.
You talking to me or Jay?
Oh, you.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
You know, all this doubt about Brock Purdy, I didn't.
No, it's not.
I don't feel like we were hearing that when, two, 3 years ago, and now we're worried he's not good.
No, it's not that. It's guys like you that are trying to play both sides of the fence, because when I talk about Brock and what he's done, the good stuff is not valid or is expired. It's old. But then when you make your point about why there should be red lights flashing, you go to the Christmas game and say he hadn't been good since
last year and a half. Like, I hear what, if you can answer this question, yeah, I'll never say ask you again. What does Brock Purdy getting the 49ers to the Super Bowl 3 years ago mean right now?
Well, in regard to his paycheck,
I'm not talking about his paycheck. I'm talking about his performance.
I got you.
But like, what's more relevant?
Okay.
The game he played last night or a game he played 3 years ago?
Now. Last night.
What
about why last night grants him 9 lives? Because you've seen the good and you're hoping that you see that again.
Right. People want it both ways. They want to be able to say 2 years ago, this guy was an elite quarterback and now he got paid. And now they're like, well, what if he's not elite? Well, that you have to make the decision at the time.
So do you, on today, Tuesday, after the Monday night football game, Stoney, forget the 3 picks. I've already asked you. I think I know. How big of the gap to Matthew Steinmetz is it from Mac Jones? Take everything in totality and Brock Purdy. Forget the contract.
Not much. Not much.
And that's why I guess I'm just saying.
I mean, I think Purdy's better. A couple weeks ago, you were saying you thought Mac Jones was better.
But when you throw 3 picks and a half, again, I'm reaching, bad defense. If that continues.
Well, yeah, okay. Yes.
Then we got something.
But why, like.
Because I feel like the fan base already had something. We had the great Joe Buck on yesterday. You asked him, what did he make of, you know, the situation and the noise that was when Mac was playing well? And I'm just saying, Stoney, as long as Mac's there, Brock can't, and I'm not saying, because this could just be a one-off, people, I get it, but if this were to continue, at some point you do, I wonder if Kyle changes his tune. Or is it, no, Goo, we paid and we married this dude, he's got more than 9 lives.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have Brock Purdy as your franchise quarterback and then want to dump him when he throws 3 interceptions. Like, that's not going to work. Dr. Hustle,
our man
in San Jose. We haven't heard from him a while, and he's not a doctor. What's up, Doc?
What's going on, fellas? So hey. I haven't called in since week 1.
All right.
I told you guys I was going to be in the moment more. I was going to watch the game.
Nice.
I've been saving my call. First and foremost, I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. I think I speak on behalf of all the Bay Area sports fans that sports is better that we got Simons and Guru on the radio.
Right on, Todd. Thank you.
But now, I was watching the game last night with my son, and the old Dr. Hustle would have freaked out. You know, I was the president, CEO of the website, the bus driving to fire Kyle Shanahan a few years ago.
Yeah.
I've changed my tune. A zebra can change his stripes. I changed my tune. Look it. We're watching the game, me and my son. He plays quarterback for my team. I coach the middle school football team. And we were breaking down Brock Purdy. And both throws were late, just like Kyle Shanahan said. If he would have made my son made those throws, I would have told him the same thing. Mm-hmm. But look, the 49ers have 8 wins. They are 3 football teams in the NFL that have more than 8 wins right now. The 49ers are in a good position. Brock Purdy is finding his rhythm back. Listen, to quote the great Jim Mora, you play to win the game, right? You play to win the game. You are what your record are. Rest in peace, Denny Green. Listen, I'm always listening. I know Guru's got a higher IQ than me. I know that Steinman, right now this, I almost called Steinman. Give me one more. I almost called when you broke down the Warriors' record with Jimmy. Now, I want to get your guys' take on this because I don't call in as much. Right. The Warriors were 23-8 when Jimmy Butler came to the team, right? Jonathan Kuminga wasn't playing that much. He didn't have as big a role. I want to ask this question. Now, if we were picking a team, there's nobody on the team, nobody, and you have these 5 guys, Quentin Post, Trace Jackson Davis, Brandon Pajinski, Moses Moody, or Jonathan Kuminga, I think we could all agree we would take Jonathan Kuminga. We have no players on the team, right?
Yep.
So I'm not saying Jonathan Kuminga isn't better than those guys, but I learned a lesson, and this is going to be the doctor's notes. I learned a lesson from my uncle when I was 15. We were at a party, nice lady. I knew her kid, and he goes, oh, we used to date. I go, what? He goes, yeah, she's a wonderful lady. I said, oh, man, she's a great mom. I know her kid. He goes, she's a great wife. I go, did she get away? He goes, no, we just weren't good together.
Mm.
I think Jonathan Kuminga would be better off somewhere else. Those are the doctor's notes. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys.
Thanks, wow. Doc.
The doc, they weren't good together.
Mm. He was talking about Kuminga.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll play tomorrow.
Well, they beat the crap out the Jazz, thank gosh. Down 11-0 in the first quarter. I was like, oh,
by the way.
Go ahead. Utah played the night before against the Lakers.
Oh, my
Everyone
God.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
Get better, Dre. Sprained foot.
Oh, my God. Does Lowry Markkanen stink?
Against the Warriors, he does.
I don't care. I mean, you want to talk, like, he is,
I got
he
this.
Is
He's
Mr.
running and gunning.
Hollow numbers.
Man.
Lowry, Mark, Draymond was right. He was right. That's not the guy. Anyway, we got Carlito. Carlito and Alameda.
Gentlemen.
Carlito.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm going to say this about Brock Purdy. I know there was a reporter that asked the question, hey, would you have benched Brock Purdy? I don't mean to sound rude, but not a very good question because the game was never in hand. Now I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Question for Steiny and question for Guru.
Oh.
Scale of 1 to 10 as a quarterback, what do you rate Brock Purdy? Thank you.
He's a 6, 7.
I'm going to give him 7.5.
Okay.
Well, if you would ask me
why
last
you so
year,
worried,
if you would ask me last year this time, I would have said 8.5.
But he didn't play well last year.
To you?
Oh, I mean, played well to you.
I mean, 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
That's not very good.
No, but it ain't 8-7. And he wasn't the only reason they went 6-11. He didn't have his weapon. But you got a problem with me? You said 6.
Yeah, he's about a 6.
What's Mac Jones?
5.5. 6.5, Purdy. I'll give Purdy 6.5. But I don't, like, who's a 10? Like, I've watched Mahomes a lot this year. He's not a 10.
So he ain't trusting his dudes on the outside, but Steiner, he's a 10. Stafford's a 10.
Stafford's a 10.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying Mahomes this year has not been a 10.
Right, I'll give you that.
But
I expect him to be a 10. How about that? Jalen Hurts, a 8.
Not on Sunday.
I mean, he's getting ripped. They were up 21-0.
Exactly. That's why this is such.
Evan,
this is
real
so
quick,
cute.
They quit running the ball. Is that on him?
They gave up.
Wow.
Yeah, I asked him that. He didn't give me an answer, 707.
What?
On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line.
Talk to me.
If Purdy's a 7.5, why do you have the concerns, Goo?
Because he was at 8.5. Damn near 9. But what? You're telling me that's the milk carton, the X date.
No, that's going too far.
Yeah, hey, vote.
Guru.
No, seriously, Stein, I had this. If you're telling me I can't hang on to the pass for Brock or Niner fan can't, then the recency bias has not been nice to him, injury-wise and all that. So I'm not going to rip a dude and act like I didn't see him in Nevada and Philly for the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like
with a team, with a defense that was loaded and with weapons. Like, here's the problem. Every time you say, man, Brock Purdy got that team was loaded offensively. It's like, well, shade. That's no shade. It's the truth. He was a good quarterback.
Possibly an MVP candidate, and he ain't winning it. McCaffrey, you got Kittle.
That's okay. Every team's got two weapons. How many weapons do the Rams have? All I'm saying is like, yes, he was a good quarterback with those weapons. Now he doesn't have as many weapons. He's
and
not
we need you to bring
well.
Something to the party more
what's
than cups and sodas.
But then what's he going to do?
Ball out.
Okay, and you know what happens when you try to ball out? You throw 3 interceptions. You know why? Because you try to do too much.
Did you really mean that Lynn Sanity comp?
Yes.
Because if you're right, then Stein, he's going to turn or may be in the process of turning into a pumpkin like Jimmy did.
Jeremy Lin never turned into a pumpkin. Jeremy Lin was not an NBA player. Then he blew up.
He caught lightning in a bottle.
And then he became a solid role player. He was your quintessential starter, and then he came off the bench. And he was always the guy when I said, you know what, if Jeremy Lin's starting for you, I don't like it. But if he's your first guard off the bench, then you got something.
But
I feel
are
the
you
same
there?
Way about Purdy.
Wow, Stoney.
What?
No, that's the first time I heard you like really draw a line in the sand of,
he's
so
good.
He's just a guy.
No, he's good. But like, I just don't expect a superhuman effort from the guy.
The whole deal and the concept to me and the contract was, yeah, you're right. They were loaded, but they've lost some things. But Brock can bring more to the table.
Okay, if that's what you think.
He's been hurt, so we don't have a lot of games.
Listen, if you want to rationalize wherever the 49ers are right now, you can. I'm just saying, like,
he's better than what we've seen.
Is he?
I'm saying yes because of what I've seen in the past.
Right, maybe he is better with Debo, NIU, healthy, and all those guys. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in the city. Who are the quarterbacks that we are? Tua, okay,
Dak,
Prescott,
Lamar.
No.
Then we who?
That we kind of lump in with Purdy. Trevor Lawrence got paid. I'm talking about the guys who got paid who are so-so.
Lamar. No, I got you. But, I mean, he's a highlight. But
I got news for you. When you pay Tua, when you pay Trevor Lawrence, when you pay guys who aren't super-duper elite, then there's nothing to do except watch them and see how they play week to week. And then we'll make a determination whether they're worth the money or not. But, Brock Purdy, he's fine, but he's not going to elevate a team.
Wow.
Like, I just sometimes.
Like, Stanley, last night is not elevating
the
team.
So he's not as good as Josh Allen? No, he's not as good as Josh Allen.
But last night, it's not ever about being Josh Allen. It's being the best version of yourself.
He's going to have bad games.
Okay,
and he's going to have more bad games than elite quarterbacks.
But now,
because he's not an elite quarterback.
They got tape or they got numbers that they can put together and say he hadn't been good the last year and a half.
Good. The more eyeballs, the better. Maybe should be scrutinized. I've got no problem with people saying that they shouldn't have given him the money. That's a legitimate point. A lot of people said it at the time. And then I heard a lot of, like, this is the thing. It's just the cost of business.
Hey, well, that was the market.
They paid him, it's the market. Yeah. It's just, okay, well, then, well, we paid him $250. Yes, but you said that's the market. So that wasn't a big deal when you were signing him to a contract that was just market value. And now it's like, well, what if we paid a guy? That's the risk of paying Tua. That's the risk of paying Purdy. That's the risk of paying Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones. We'll see how good they are.
And I'll say this to that. Kyle Shanahan, Stoney, if I take him at his word and those decisions in his mind aren't just like just dumb, and I believe he really believes Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy's his guy and he paid him, there's nothing to see here. That's one thing. But what I'll say is, again, just being in the stadium last night and for what we do and what Mac Jones has done, I would just advise or tell Brock Purdy and his biggest fans, yeah, you got the security in the most important places, but man, if you keep playing poor, and I'm not saying three interceptions every game, if you keep just not standing out,
he's Tua.
But you might not be Mac. Like, you're opening yourself up for second guessing or criticism. That's all. Because Niner fans want nothing more than a dub. You got one last night, but Stoney, it felt like they took off the game. They called the dogs off because he was in a zone to where you didn't know where the ball was going, and that was uncomfortable for everybody who was watching the game. And I feel like that's valid. But you can't continue that, Brock.
Well, I mean, I get it. He can't continue it, but what are your alternatives? And here's the other thing.
I guess that's what I came in here asking you.
There's no alternatives.
So Mac is not even an option.
No. Why would he be?
Because he had some success while
Brock's
was
3-1. I mean, I hear what you're saying. The real question nobody wants to ask is, has Brock regressed? Has he regressed? And I would say, yes.
Now, is durability a part of that?
No. He was healthy last year.
No, I'm just saying in that, he's missed some games. Had the shoulder.
Yeah, but he only missed two games last year. That's healthy to me in the NFL. I mean, Brock Purdy in the last, 15 games? In the last 20 games, he hasn't been as good as the 20 games before that.
Hey, Evan, I asked Stoney. He gave me his answer real quick. 1 to 10, what's a Brock Purdy to you?
Brock Purdy, like 7.
Wow.
Yeah, 6.5.
And I don't think there's anybody that would fight any one of us on our answers,
I think,
right?
There are a lot of 7s in the league, though. Like, even some of the guys you would consider great have been poor. Like, Lamar Jackson, I know he's been hurt, when he's been around, has not been very good. Josh Allen has been subpar compared to last season.
Yeah, and they call him Superman. But when the Niners,
Patrick Mahomes has not been that great.
Yeah, when the Niners made the decision to let Debo go, and it was predicated, I'm throwing this out, it was predicated on Brock doing more. Do you think that's so far-fetched that I think that they thought Brock could bring more to the table?
No, I think that's just, I think when you have a quarterback, you keep him. Because trying to find one, as you've seen from a lot of the teams that are bad, are just in a constant search for a quarterback. That's why the Browns drafted two of them. Mm. Because they haven't been able to find a quarterback in like 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and
so when I say, oh, they paid them, you're like, goo, that was just a price. That's the.
I mean, I'm not saying it may have been a mistake. I don't know. But it's like, why would the 49ers be a different situation after they paid Purdy as, like, Jordan Love? How's Jordan Love?
Remember, I was high on him two years ago.
Exactly.
I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Guess what? They're in the same boat.
But what about you brought up Tua? I think Miami regrets paying him.
I'm sure they do. And maybe the 49ers will regret paying Purdy. Maybe they already do. But, like, I'm just done thinking that the situation's unique around here. It's not unique. I mean, Jalen Hurts is getting crapped on in Philly. Brock might be Tua. He might be Trevor Lawrence. He might be Jordan Love. I'm sure in all three of those cities, they're saying, should we have paid our guy? Or how good is our guy?
But the one consistent thing about all three is at one time you thought, oh my gosh, watch out. Jordan's was his rookie year. Jordan Love. Okay. And he's regressed.
Right, and Purdy had one too. And they paid him.
Mm.
I'm looking at like Kyler Murray.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think they have a Kyler Murray?
I'm astounded. I don't.
I mean, Kirk Cousins still making 45. Geno Smith's making 40. Guess what? Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club of having a quarterback you're not sure of.
This is from a Niner fan. Just give me your take. It feels like we went all in on a stock and the market crashed. Like, that's too severe. Because you're going, it looks like you're headed to the offs. You're injured. You know, you have no identity on D. But, man, he would have to stink up the joint more for that to hit. I can't tell you how to feel.
Let's go to Pete in Rhode Island. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Doing great, guys. You sound great. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on today. I consider your show one of the best that I listen to.
Thank you.
Man, all the way from Rhode Island. Damn. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm a 49ers fan. I've been out here for 8 years, but now my Patriots are coming back. So I don't want to cheat on the 49ers, but I do love the Pats. And I just got this to say that. It's a really complicated situation with Purdy. And not only that, and with the Golden State Warriors, because you deal with injuries, and the Golden State Warriors and the 49ers are one injury away from being irrelevant, in my opinion. I mean, they ran McCaffrey the other day, almost 60% of the plays. You know, a good coach would be able to find someone else that is an adequate weapon, put him in the place that makes them successful. And on the same hand, I'm not a big fan of Draymond Green. I do love Dennis Rodman. I've met him personally, and I probably love Draymond Green, but I think when he punched one of his players, that should have been the end of his career, and that in my opinion. But let's get back to the 49ers. Hey, that was a lucky win for them yesterday. Purdy didn't look good, and I'm 71. I'm dealing with a foot injury right now, and it's not turf toe, but it's tough to step. So, I mean, I can't imagine. You know, you had a call that said he was like 1.3 seconds off on his throws.
Yeah.
That might be it. I mean, he might not be completely ready yet. Plus, he doesn't have the targets he had when they went to the Super Bowl.
No, he doesn't.
So, Ayuk and these players like that. And when you got a quarterback like that, I mean, you got a great backup in Mac Jones. Let's be honest. You got two quarterbacks that can do the same job, in my opinion.
Well,
there's not a heck of a lot of difference in them.
That may be the issue.
Except what they're being paid.
Yeah.
You know, now they bought into Brock Purdy. If you're going to buy into Brock Purdy, then you surround him with money that's going to make him succeed. You know, you go out and you find a line that's going to cover him. You find some receivers. You know, other than Kittle's, Pierce, you know, there's just not enough bodies on the floor that are going to acclimate his game.
Hey, Pete.
And he did look a couple seconds behind in a lot of those passes.
Hey, Pete. Got a question.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
You live in Newport?
I grew up in Newport.
Man. How much money do your parents make?
Oh, man.
Listen, my mother just died at 102.
Oh, my God.
She was 3 weeks away from 103, and she went out. My brother left her alone, and she went out partying with her friends and fell. And being Irish and German, I could always say, how close was she to the bar? And they said, close. I said, we can accept that.
But aside from that, listen, that's a great life, man. 102, wow.
102, and she was more cognizant. And as she walked down three flights of stairs, she had no walker. She's
wow.
German Irish, and she was my idol. Even at the age of 70, I'd go home to surf the East Coast when there's a hurricane, and she would tell me, "Don't go out with a wet head."
Wow, man.
Hey, Pete, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, Mom.
Appreciate it, man. That's Pete from Rhode Island.
102, no walker?
Just one other thing I want to be able to do at 100, but I can't talk
it
about.
Might have been
102.
Oh, Rick apologized.
Wow.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No.
This is what I mean.
No, but.
He apologized. What do you want?
But what did he apologize for? So he thought.
Humiliating Kalen Azubuki in front of.
So he thought
millions?
He was talking to Bob.
That's what he said.
Thousands.
Yeah. No, I get. Like, I didn't think he dissed Kalen. He goes, "You didn't play." He didn't know who he was talking to, Steiny.
He cannot be that guy.
No, just like, it didn't hit for me like it was hitting on the internet.
It was pretty bad.
That's because he's part of our group.
It's not that I don't you think I care about that stuff.
Now, this happened in Phoenix with Eddie Johnson. Oh man! All right, let me see what we got here. I'll tell you what we got here. 888-957-9570 is the number. A lot of Purdy Warriors. Just one game. This Wednesday is your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warriors bobbleheads, and much more. That's this Wednesday, every hour at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game.
Ooh!
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.